Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Glad to be back.
Glad to have you back.
Yeah, I've been off for a while. People starting to email going, where are you? What happened? Yeah. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, it was nice.
Yes, we had a wonderful one. Nailed the turkey. Thank you, everyone, for asking.
Yeah, that was my first question to you.
Yes, I did. I did.
Not that we don't have confidence in you, Tara. We just wanted to make sure. Just we were concerned.
Well, you know. I am an expert at screwing up turkey since I've done it every way possible for many years, but finally cracked the code and got the secret.
So. There you go.
Yep. And I hear you even bought a super duper highly technological, one of them, internal temperature monitors?
I broke down and got one of those fancy little $20 thermometers at Walmart. Yes.
Wow, you spent $6 more than me,
yeah,
so there you go.
Yeah. It did not have the phone app, so I didn't go for the whole thing there, but it has the little base model and then had the other thing like a pager, if anybody remembers those things that has the temperature on there. So it worked well.
Great. My nephew, who'd been to a couple other Thanksgivings with the rest of his family, said, oh, this is so good. This is the Thanksgiving I was looking for. Because it's the one he grew up with my mom. He was raised by her for about 12 years. And so I make my mom's Thanksgiving. And so he went, he's 19 now, and he went, oh, this is what I wanted. And I went, yes!
From everything I can hear, you are definitely your mom's daughter.
I am. She'd be glad to hear that. Great Thanksgiving had by all. Glad to be back. So the house is completely decked out. You can see it from space.
Houston, we've got a problem down here.
with a satellite. You need
a
satellite.
Exactly.
So we are raring to go. We've been completely decked out and decorated for Christmas since, I don't know, what's been like 2 weeks now?
So Crash is happy.
Oh, he is over the moon.
Yeah, good.
Yep, he loves it. And we have, you should see the extent of it. I mean, it's multiple trees. It's lights everywhere. I mean, it's thousands of lights. It's crazy. It takes us hours to do it. But you know what? I like this idea of starting before Thanksgiving because you're not rushed. You know what I mean? You're not stressed. You can enjoy it, and you do parts of it as you go. So
true.
There you go. All right. You know what's frustrating to me? And I'm going to try to think of a way to put this that won't cause outrage on the text line. Okay. And so I'm not misunderstood.
Good luck with that.
I know. I really wish that the challenging of this election by Team Trump, and particularly Sidney Powell, had been done differently.
Yes, I agree.
Because it actually ended up acting as a dodge and a misdirection from the real outrage of this election and, yes, how it was stolen. And, you know, we might find stuff with Dominion machines. It wouldn't surprise me. None of that would surprise me. We don't have it. And when you come out and tell people you have it, and then you don't produce it.
Yeah.
And then you, you accuse the governor of Georgia of fraud. He is enabling fraud right now. You accuse him of taking kickbacks, but you don't have any evidence. And then the president has to drop kick you off the team. You look like a bunch of cranks. And let me tell you how this should have been handled. It should have been the GOP leadership and Trump, or maybe not Trump there, holding a press conference, never once using the word fraud because you don't have to.
Yeah.
You don't have to. This election was absolutely stolen through law breaking, but you don't need to use the word fraud to prove it. And what they should have done was stood united and asked Joe Biden to join them, given the bizarre numbers and how mathematically they don't work. And I'm going to demonstrate that throughout the show. I've come fully loaded with a week worth of stuff of prep. So try to keep up. That's what I'm going to say. But as I go through the show, you're going to hear these numbers and they're going to boggle your mind. That is all we ever needed. These numbers are impossible. They make no sense. They're laughable. In fact, I've got audio of people laughing in legislative hearings across the country, these legislatures, when they hear the numbers. They're improbable and impossible. And what should have happened was the GOP leadership united, maybe with Trump sitting there, maybe not, I don't know, whatever, should have come out and challenged Joe Biden. Let's have forensic audit in all these states before we certify. Let's make sure you're really the president, because these numbers have never before been seen in American politics, these patterns. They're so bizarre. And quite frankly, impossible. And I mean, it's everything from 105% to 350% turnout in key districts, key precincts.
Yeah.
Numbers that make no sense. More votes cast than people in an area. And they should have just said, let's do a forensic audit. Not a recount. That's useless. We just recount the votes that are illegal. No, let's do a forensic audit. And we invite Joe Biden to join us. Let's get to the bottom of this thing. And they should have challenged legislatures not to certify or appoint electors. Instead, Sidney Powell went out there and just really fouled the whole thing up. And it's really, really frustrating. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. This is just one state, Michigan. And what they did here that was so outrageous was these election officials simply violated the law. I mean, they just flat broke the law in the way they conducted the election. And I think a lot of people don't understand legal versus illegal votes. That sounds weird, but that's exactly what happened. This is from the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society. They filed an explosive lawsuit, right? This is just one small example. I could do this all week from what I've got in the stack. The lawsuit shows that officials illegally counted or threw out no fewer than 508,000 ballots. That's far more than Joe Biden's 154,000 vote margin over Donald Trump. Listen to this. State and local officials brazenly violated election laws in order to advance a partisan political agenda, the lawsuit says. Okay, well, what are we talking about? Well, laws in the books are very clear for how absentee ballots work. You must request one in writing. They got a form for that. And you got to sign it. They sent out, are you ready for this, Lee? Sit down, because you've been involved with the election process.
Here,
okay.
Yes.
They sent out 355,000 392 unsolicited absentee ballots. They were never requested. No form was ever sent. No signature was ever signed. I mean, that is a gross violation. Yeah. It's illegal. It is a gross violation of the law. As the lawsuit explains, Michigan law requires two signatures for absentee voting. The signature you sign when you request the ballot on the application, and a signature on the security sleeve of the ballot when it comes back, right? Simple stuff. So on the books. Most states have a version of this. But in the election, officials mailed out more than 300,000 ballots no one had requested. They just flooded the market with unsolicited ballots. Even more concerning, almost 30,000 voters, they did a canvass. They called people up who hadn't voted before. Wanted to know, did they actually vote? Okay, did you vote? Yep. And they went back through to see if it had recorded that they had voted. Well, 29,682 people said they requested a ballot and that they voted. There's records that they did that. Their ballots weren't counted.
Thought we wanted every vote to count.
So you've actually, in these cases, got a signed absentee ballot request. There's no evidence they voted. There is evidence that they requested the ballot. They said their ballot wasn't counted. Where'd they go? They did that telephone canvassing. Michigan officials counted another 35,109 ballots that were not associated with any address. That statistic is nothing short of mind-boggling, because you have to have an address by law to request the ballot with your signature. So no address, no ballot request, no signature. Totally illegal ballots. Should just be dumped in the trash. And would have been any other year. No address on file. They voted. That's against the law. So when you look at this, this can't continue, Lee. It can't. This is gross. I mean, this is a sick, gross violation of law. Forensic audit would have uncovered this.
But this is not being covered by the national media, and any reference to this is labeled as unsubstantiated, as being conspiratorial, as being some wild claims of voter fraud that are non-existent. That's what this is being labeled, and yet there is no examination of this, there's no discussion of this, there's no headlines about this, there's no 60 minutes investigation into any of this.
So if you can illegally send out 300,000 ballots, I mean, what can't you do? And we're just going to this is dual justice come to elections, where election officials just ignore the law and you get back ballots. You don't know if they're fraudulent or not. And that absolutely deprives voters who did it the right way of their vote. I mean, here's another one. 13,248 ballots cast by individuals, this is Michigan, who were registered to vote in another state, many of whom did. Wait, twice? Mm-hmm. Should we get to the bottom of it? No, certify. See, and this is where I am tremendously disappointed in the Republican leadership, because the left has now gotten a telegraph message from them that this is okay. And Trump is not wrong when he says, we will never win another national election. You can forget the Senate, too. Because if this is okay to do Wild West, well, we'll just apply the law where we like it and just not apply it elsewhere. We'll ignore laws that we don't like. We'll send ballots to whoever we care to send them to. And here's what I want to know in this lawsuit. Who would they send them to? Why would you send out 300,000 ballots no one requested in violation of law? Why would you do that? And who did you send them? Were they Democrats? Where'd they go? And that's one of the things that they're seeking to find out in this lawsuit, because you can't do most of this without discovery. And the people Trump's suing right now for discovery are the very election officials who broke the law. And he's out there all by himself. I don't know how these Republicans think they're going to ever win the Senate or the presidency again. Maybe they don't care. I don't know. This is the issue right here. Not Krakens and Dominion machines, although I think we should look at that too.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So, Maria Bartiromo interviewing Trump over the weekend and asks him, are you going to be able to prove all of this?
And you believe you will be able to prove this in the coming weeks?
Well, I'm going to use 125% of my energy to do it. You need a judge that's willing to hear a case. You need a Supreme Court that's willing to make a real big decision.
But if this is allowed to stand, Trump says,
it's not like you're going to change my mind. In other words, my mind will not change in 6 months. There was tremendous cheating here. Boxes were brought in. The mail-in vote is a disaster. And by the way, if Republicans allow it to happen, you'll never have another Republican elected in the history of this country at a Senate level or at a presidential level.
He's right. And the biggest problem here, and the biggest ongoing problem here, is that in every state this occurred in, and it was all the swing states, that election laws were violated to achieve these results, and violated in a massive manner, a gross manner. In not one of these states did the legislature vote to change the law about how that election, these elections would occur. Either judges rewrote the law illegally to make what were formerly illegal fraudulent practices legal, or the same thing, lord the law, did whatever they want. like I just recounted in Michigan. I mean, 500,000 illegal ballots. Not even trying to follow the law. I mean, this alone should warrant a criminal investigation. Election officials broke the law, sending out over 300,000 ballots, absentee ballots that were not requested. When the law says that you have to request it in writing, there's a form for that, and get it online, download the form. You have to request it in writing, and you have to have a signature, and your address has to match with the voter rolls. Pretty simple, right? They just randomly mailed out 300,000 absentee ballots. They've never been requested. Where'd they go? We don't get the answers to that question. We're done. Elections are done. And we're going to decide things in this country in a different way that doesn't involve elections. Believe me, you don't want to do that. So it would have been a very simple matter for the GOP leadership to come forward and say, they don't have to use words like fraud. Look what I just did. We need a forensic audit to understand who voted. We know at least 35,109 of those ballots were not associated with any address. There's no address. That's illegal? What's up with that? I don't know. We don't want to know. Let's just certify. They want Trump gone. And a texter here has absolutely nailed this. This is exactly what I was going to say, but I'll just read the text instead. The Republican and Democrat hate for Trump is greater than the love for this country. They should go ahead and give every vote in the final tally to Biden to make it official that we are now a banana republic. Yeah, they don't care what the cost is. What's bizarre in Georgia is that Brian Kemp seems to want to give away the last two Senate seats, too. I mean, everything in Georgia that resulted in an inexplicable vote tally, and we'll get into what it was, they're about to do again. They're about to do it again in Georgia. Georgia's going to be a litmus test of sorts, folks. Can we still win a contested Senate seat in an important election? I don't know. I mean, like, legally win it. Or can we just expect that it'll all be fixed going forward? Let's jump on the Ingalls Advantage check line with Amanda in Greer. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, Tara. I was just calling to let you know my sister received an absentee ballot request for Georgia. She lives in Florida, but it was not addressed to her. It was addressed to her cousin who lives in North Carolina, but with her address on it. So
wow.
Weird.
Okay, wait. So your sister in Florida got a Georgia absentee ballot in the mail addressed to her cousin who is a North Carolina resident.
Lives in North Carolina, and she has no idea. Now, my sister, her husband is retired military, but they never were stationed in Georgia. And she does not know how in the world the cousin's name got paired to her address. They've never lived under the same roof. It's
wow.
Just crazy. It's crazy. And so this is just like hit home for us. We all believe there's voter fraud. We don't know what, but let's investigate. But this right here, it's like a red flag. Why in the world would she receive a Georgia absentee ballot request? Crazy.
Edge.
I just thought I'd call and let you know.
Well, thank you, Amanda and Greer, and thank you so much for listening this morning. This is nuts. But, you know, it takes stuff like that, like what she's describing, to get to where we are right now. This article by Patrick Basham. Patrick Basham is a pollster. He's the director of the Democracy Institute. You may have seen some of their polls. And he put together all the things that just don't add up about this election. And it's really pretty jaw-dropping once you start digging into it. He starts like this. Trump got 11 million more votes than in 2016, the third largest rise in support ever for an incumbent. By way of comparison, President Obama was comfortably reelected in 2012 with 3.5 million fewer votes than he got in 2008. But that's not where the strangeness even begins. Trump's vote increased so much because he performed far better with key demographic groups. 95% of Republicans voted for him. So much for the never Trump vote, right? He earned the highest share of all minority votes for Republicans since 1960. He grew his support among black voters by 50% over 2016. Meanwhile, nationally, this is key. Nationally, Joe Biden's black support fell well below 90%, the level at which Democrat presidential candidates usually lose. Always have up till now. On top of that, Trump even increased his share of the national Hispanic vote to 35%. But here's what's weird. Here's the really weird thing. Biden's winning margin was derived almost entirely from black, allegedly, from black voters in cities. But his black vote spiked to the levels he needed only in certain cities across a handful of swing states. He did not receive comparable levels of support among comparable demographic groups in comparable states, blue or red, which is highly unusual for a presidential victor. We're told that Biden won more votes nationally than any presidential candidate in history, but he won a record low of just 17% of counties. He won only 524 counties. This is the astonishing part, folks. He won only 524 counties, as opposed to the 873 Obama won in 2008. Wait, so Obama wins 873 counties in 08, and Biden only wins 524? Well, how did Obama do in 2012? Obama's vote fell off a little. 2012, Obama's down 3.5 million votes from how he did in 08, right? He still wins 689 counties. How many did Biden win again? 524. Wow. In most of those, underperforming Hillary's 2016 performance. That's weird. How's that even possible? Yet Biden got 13 million more votes than Obama? He only won 524 counties to Obama's 873 in 08 and 689 in 2012. Can you make sense of that? Doesn't make sense, does it? Current tallies show that outside of a few cities, the Rust Belt swung in Trump's direction. Biden's winning margin was derived almost entirely from voters in select cities in the Rust Belt, cities in which the voter turnout spiked by double digits over counties around them. In other words, much higher than the average for the rest of the state. As coincidentally, Biden's black vote spiked only in the exact locations necessary to secure victory. He did not receive comparable levels of support among comparable demographic groups in comparable states, which is highly unusual for a presidential victor. Victorious presidential candidates, especially challengers, usually have down ballot coattails. Biden did not. But Trump did. The Republicans held the Senate and enjoyed a red wave in the House, where they gained a large number of seats while winning all 27 toss-up contests. So there's 27 toss-up contests going into this. Nobody knows how they're going to turn out. The Republicans win all 27, 100%. Trump's party did not lose a single state legislature and actually picked up some houses across the country, which is why they say this is a bad election for Democrats. Everybody but Joe Biden. It's the weirdest thing. And then you got this problem. Those cities where Biden vastly outperformed in the black vote, outperforming even the black guy, Barack Obama. But just in select cities, just in five select swing states. Weird, huh? See, the weird thing about those five select swing states is they have something else in common besides the gross statistical anomalies. All of them shut down in the middle of the vote, in the middle of the night, with Trump ahead, and reopened with Biden ahead. In all of them, Republican poll watchers and ballot challengers were either kicked out or so excluded they had to sue to get back in the polling place. What are the odds? They all shut down, all while Trump's ahead, all in the areas where Biden spikes statistically with black voters, where he underperformed everywhere else at a level that should have cost him the election. It is the weirdest thing. Statistically abnormal vote counts, Basham writes, he's a pollster, were the new normal when counting resumed after those states shut down. They were unusually large in size, hundreds of thousands of new votes, and had an unusually high 90% and above Biden to Trump ratio. not duplicated anywhere else. Keep in mind, these are highly black areas, yet Trump outperformed 2016 by 50% everywhere else except these areas. Late arriving ballots were counted. In Pennsylvania, 23,000 absentee ballots have impossible postal return dates, and another 86,000 have such extraordinary return dates they raise serious questions. Another problem was the failure to match signatures on mail-in ballots as required by law. That was completely ignored in all five states, just completely ignored. Followed by the destruction of mail-in ballot envelopes, which must contain signatures. We'll never know in a lot of these cases if these ballots were even real. That occurred alongside historically low absentee ballot rejection rates. See, because remember, according to law, we saw this in Georgia, we saw this in Pennsylvania, we saw this in other, across all these swing states. According to law, the Republicans have to be allowed to challenge ballots. That's how you catch the fraud. But they were instead locked out of the polling places or kept so far back, allegedly because of COVID, they couldn't even see the ballots. That's how in Georgia you go from a 3.4% rejection rate of ballots to a 0.03 rate, costing Trump the election in that state. The pattern is the same across all five states, and all five shut down in the middle of the night, only to reverse back open up with Biden in the lead. Folks, what are the odds? And then there's the missing votes. Do you know in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, 50,000 votes held on 47 USB cards are missing? Can't find them. This is like, folks, this is like some bizarre banana republic, tin pot dictatorship. It's just, we're a joke. Oh yeah, and I'm not done with the stuff that doesn't add up. Voter Integrity Project now estimates 20,000 people who no longer met residency requirements cast ballots in Georgia. Biden's margin, 12,670. Yeah, we saw a lot of that in Nevada too. 15,000 people cast ballots in Nevada and somewhere else. That's insane. I mean, this is just gross. I mean, it's just disgusting. It makes you feel dirty, like you need to take a bath. Well, why can't we do something about what happened in Georgia? Call Kemp's office, ask him. He didn't have to certify that election. He seems determined to let the Democrats do it again, the Senate race. I don't understand it. I've never seen anything like it. Should have been a forensic audit of all of these things. And look, I get that the Republican leadership is willing to give away the country to get rid of Trump. But this isn't even about Trump anymore. It's not. I mean, we cannot conduct elections this way in this country. And what is so stunning is that in nearly all of these swing states, the legislatures are Republican. Did you happen to listen to the Arizona hearing yesterday? Oh my gosh. I just, so many credible witnesses, experts, and stuff people were saying. It's mind-boggling what has gone on in these elections. It is truly unbelievable. This is one of my favorites. This is actually from this was over the Thanksgiving break. This is actually from the Pennsylvania legislative vote fraud hearing. When he describes the spike that turned the election. Now, keep in mind, the election turned from a 700,000 vote advantage for Trump before the mysterious shutdown and the GOP observers were kicked out of the main counting center that they were using. And then the vote spikes occurred. Massive spikes. This is a voter fraud expert testifying before the Pennsylvania legislature. Here's the first part of it.
Normally you would expect to see a smooth curve going up, not any big spikes. So that big spike that occurs there is a prime indicator of fraudulent voting.
And that's 604,000 votes in 90 minutes, is that right?
Correct. This is 337,000 votes in that
period of time.
Yes.
Okay, 330,000 votes in that period of time, just 90 minutes. Now, he goes on to ask the same guy. He's okay, well, kid, there's about 570,000 votes total. What percentage of those were for Trump? Listen to the audience bust out laughing at this legislature. It's a fraud hearing for the legislature, so the people in it are legislators and their staff and onlookers. Take a listen to this.
And when you look at this entire curve with all these spikes, can you calculate how much of a vote that accounted for Biden and how much for Trump?
Close to 600,000. I think our figures were about 570,000 that all those spikes represent over time.
For Biden?
Correct.
And how much for Trump?
I think it was a little over 3,200.
How about that?
Now, just to go back to your original...
Just like, what? Wait, hold on. They dumped 570,000 votes and only 3,200 were for Trump. Where'd this come from? Love to know. We still don't. See the problem here? Let me tell you what the major problem is that we're facing right now. And that's that Trump is simply alone. And that makes him vulnerable. It's kind of like when the wolf pack, you know, isolates that one like bison, you know, the sick one, from the herd, and then they can attack it. That's what's happened here. The GOP leadership has been absolutely silent. And you know what's staggering? I mean, people like Tom Cotton, AWOL, won't talk about this. Has nothing to say. Tim Scott, totally AWOL. I wonder if he's a Democrat these days. I seriously do. Ted Cruz, barely peep out of him. Where's Devin Nunes? He wants to talk about internet censorship. And where are these people? They're nowhere. And this is why Trump is getting nowhere. Because he's alone. He's isolated. Nobody wants to go on a limb with their political career. And I'm talking about speakers of the House and these legislatures, heads of the Senate, all of that for Trump when the GOP leadership won't do it. Because they're going to be vilified. I mean, they're going to be, their houses may well be burnt to the ground. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. They did that in Portland. That was for a while the hip thing in Portland. You close people into buildings and then try to burn them to the ground, to the point where the mayor said, liberal mayor of Portland said, stop trying to kill people by locking them in residential buildings and burning them down. I mean, it's a lot to stand up to these people. It's not a small thing. They will take up residence in your neighborhood. And if the GOP leadership is not even willing to question what I've laid out over the last hour, and Trump is, and we are, utterly alone here. And they're going to do it again.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.